Welcome to ACC Nation. I'm Will Ochinen, riding solo tonight, and I'll have a look at ACC basketball in a minute. But first this. Eight ACC wrestlers have reached the NCAA semifinals. That's the highest number ever from the conference. NC State and Virginia Tech are currently among the top 10 teams in the tournament, and if you follow ACC wrestling, you know those are two of the best teams in ACC wrestling. North Carolina, Duke, Virginia, and Pitt are all among the top 30 teams in this event. Moving over to men's basketball, eight players from Pitt's basketball program are seeking a transfer. Now, let's make one thing clear, though, that, you know, once the new coach is in place, there's a possibility that some of these players may stick around. Maybe all of them could potentially leave. But as it stands, if all of those players play, we're looking at maybe five players from this year's roster coming back. I mean, the only player of note is Jared Wilson-Frame, who I actually grew to like as the season went on. He's probably my favorite player on Pitt, to be perfectly honest. Now, to look at some of the scores from the NCAA tournament, among the first four, obviously Syracuse earned a spot, beating Arizona State 60-56 in a pretty competitive ballgame. I will say honestly, I didn't find it the most aesthetically pleasing game, but good on Syracuse to pull it out and send the Pac-12 home early. In the first round in the South, number six seed Miami fell to Loyola Chicago 64-62 on a three-pointer with 3/10 of a second left. And yeah, it was a great game all the way through. I did have Loyola in my bracket, I'm not going to lie, but you know, Miami was obviously without one of their best players, and they've been without him for quite a while, and I feel like that really hindered them this year. Going forward, I could see Miami making it back next year. A player I really like is Chris Likes, a freshman. He's become one of my favorite players in the league. I'm a big fan of his, and I think he's going to do great things. In the East, number eight, Virginia Tech fought a good battle against Alabama before dropping the games 86-83. Ultimately, the Hokies just had no answer to stop Colin Sexton, and Sexton's going to be a lottery pick in the upcoming draft, so there's no shame in letting him go crazy. But you know, the Hokies, you know, had an amazing season. I feel, you know, they made the NCAA tournament, which, as we all know, which was a rarity before Buzz Williams took over. So if I'm a Hokies fan, I cherish every one of these tournament appearances. In the West, number two, North Carolina, rolled over Lipscomb 84-66, and the Tar Heels will face Texas A&M next. That game will take place on Sunday. In the Midwest, number nine, NC State, lost to Seton Hall 94-83, and yeah, that was a pretty fun game, actually. I watched a lot of that. If you're a Wolfpack fan, you know this is a great season. I feel like this team far exceeded anybody's expectation. Kevin Keats has really established himself as a great coach. We've seen him, you know, take his second consecutive team to the NCAA tournament. If you remember last year, he took NC Wilmington to the tournament and played a really competitive ball game against Virginia before ultimately losing. But I feel like there's going to be a little bit of turnover in that program next year. They're losing a lot of seniors, and you know, potentially Omer Yurtseven might go pro. But you know, next year might be a step back. But I feel like within 2 years, that team's going to be back in the NCAA tournament. Duke dominated Iona 89-67, and that game was not even close. Duke pretty much rolled throughout that game. There was no doubt that Duke was going to manhandle them. They will take on Rhode Island next, and I'm actually really excited for that game because I think that's going to be one of the more interesting second-round matchups. On the NIT scoreboard, top seed Notre Dame took care of Hampton 84-63, and I watched some of this game too, and it was a little competitive for the first part of the first quarter, but probably about the five-minute mark or so, Notre Dame just took over and blew them out. They'll take on Penn State in the second round on Saturday. Two-seeded Louisville battled Northern Kentucky and beat them 66-58. I also watched a decent amount of this game, and the first quarter, or the first half of this game, really, Louisville did not look like they wanted to play this game. We saw the reports that the team voted to not play in the NIT, but were overruled by people above them. They played the first half like they didn't want to be there, but the second half, they really showed up. The fans were out there that showed up for that game, really were great and loud, and they definitely had a lot to do with Louisville beating Northern Kentucky. They take on the three seed Middle Tennessee on Monday night, which should be one of the best games of the NIT. Boston College fell to Western Kentucky 79-62 to wrap up their season, and I really hope this team stays intact for next season. If Jerome Robinson decides to stick around, I think we're going to see this team in the NCAA tournament next season. In NCAA women's basketball tournament action, top-seeded Notre Dame defeated Cal State Northridge 99-81. Louisville steamrolled Boise State 74-42. Number 4 seed NC State, no trouble with Elon, 62-35. Number 10 seed Virginia with a big upset, they beat Cal 68-62. And if you remember the podcast from earlier in the week, I talked about the potential of facing one of the greatest players to ever come out of the Virginia basketball program in Dawn Staley. And while the game is not final as we record this, it's looking like Virginia is going to take on South Carolina in the second round, and there's going to be a lot of great storylines with that game. Up next, all four ACC teams will play on Sunday. Notre Dame's opponent had not been determined when we recorded the program. Louisville will take on 8th-seeded Marquette, and NC State will take on 5th-seeded Maryland. You like the podcast? Well, drop us a line and let us know. Our email is at accnation@outlook.com. Be sure to visit us on Facebook at ACC Nation Sports. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, Google+, and YouTube at ACC Nation. And I invite you to give me a follow at WillsWorldMN on Twitter and help me get to 800 followers. I'm about 20 shy of that, but please give me a follow. Be sure to make your homepage accnation.net.